are now tuned into Reporting Live again on radiodr.co.zn.
Again, holding it down, getting that money the right way. Because I let the people know who Nipo Heard is, and then I'ma break in a little bit more what I want us to talk about, right? But like, just let the people know who Nipo Heard is, where you're from, and what do you do.
All right, what's up, guys? My name is Nipo Heard, aka the Fresh Princess of Dubai, the only Fresh Princess of Dubai. And I'm a musician. And then I also dabble in events. I do a little bit of everything. I'm a stylist, I'm a creative director, I own a little clothing business. I do a lot in the arts. I think I've just gone back to theatre as well.
Oh, you back to
theatre? Yeah, that's what I majored in.
I knew the music thing and the business thing, but like,
So now I'm just going
on. But like, now that you mention it, it does make sense, bro. Like, I was so popular, but you have a business about you.
You can see someone taught me to perform.
What's that? But like, bro, let us know when the music thing starts.
So the music thing has always been a thing, but I think, I guess, in the taking it seriously and making it a career, I'd say it started in my varsity years. I'd say, obviously, it was inspired when I was in high school. I used to be a poet, and a little bit of a rapper.
Woo! She got bars!
So, and I used to like music, but I was very invested in music and whatever, but I never thought I could sing. I thought I was doing what I did, you know.
When did it get serious to a point where you wanted to release properly?
That was maybe 4 years ago. It was Prejudice, actually, who was one of the guys who was just like, you need to get into studio. DJ Lang was also like, you need to sing.
Shout out to Sweet Buddha.
You know, and so it was like other people really brought it out of me. Because for me, because of my drama and my theatre background, performing live is my favorite. So I didn't even really think about any of the CDs and shit like that. I was always just trying to get a gig. You know, I wanted to perform, I wanted to be, And it actually helped me doing that, because by the time I was dropping, people were ready to get like some music. So I kind of wanted to
already built like a fan base.
But yeah, people like Preach, a lot of people were just like, dude, go get that music.
Even this project you did with Sinio and Dao. Fucking beautiful.
Yeah, Sinio and Dao in my last project, you'll probably see he's all over that project. He was my main source of work.
Production.
Even when it comes to featured artists, it's the only artist who's featured.
Really? Yeah. Shout out to your boy Neil, he was here 3 weeks ago reporting live. That new video's the shit. Let it be known.
What's it called? On Wave.
Yeah.
Shout out to Neil for On Wave. Yeah, I know. And then here we are.
When did you release your first project?
Ah, so I fucked up. Can I swear?
Yeah. Reporting live, baby. Do whatever you want.
It was so fucked up. So I had a sold out launch that I was planning for the 26th of March.
Say no more. Say no more. Shit. Oh my God. Okay. And then Corona happened.
Yeah, no. Yeah. So that's when I was gonna release. I ended up releasing anyways on that day. But yeah, it was a sad ride for me because I'm a very meticulous person.
Everything I planned,
I had envisioned it. And also because I'm my own source of, like, you know, pushing. I had, you know, placed my money in there. I placed my time, efforts. You know, I planned it to the T. I was going to do it like the way I saw it being done by the people that I really admire.
When was this thing? Zeta, that DJ Zeta, she recently posted the pajama party shit. I was like, oh, we gonna beat it! And she's like, no, it's for women. I'm like, oh no, please. But she like showed me pictures and stuff. Yo, you're such a dope sitter, bro. Yes. Congratulations on that, babe.
It's amazing.
When is the next one? Because we got it!
Pajama party wise, maybe we should actually plan a pajama party. You know, for me, my events, things like pajama parties, you know, and things like, I always plan it around something, you know, for the inspiration behind the pajama party was Women's Month number one. GBV was exploding at that time. And then you add in your mental health, you know, just a lot of things. A lot of women also, you know, noticed the booty. They were the first to get the boot at work. So a lot of women came to retrenchment. A lot of women were the first to go. You know, a lot of people were domestic workers and shit like that. And you know what I mean? You support a whole family, and then when it's time to get the boot, you're the first one to go. And I wanted to do a pajama party, not because I wanted to chat about any of the shit. I just wanted to get into pajamas.
A sense of escapism.
Being in a sense where you feel safe. People were safe enough to wear lingerie and shit. You know, that for me, that's what I want.
When are the niggas gonna be involved?
Now I'm going to Super Pen Gang or whatever. And that was the thing. It's like, girl, I know it. I know that girls would have felt a lot more safe in there. You know, fine, yes, most of my events, then it attracts a kind of audience where you should normally feel safe no matter what, you know. But I needed them to feel safe. I didn't need us to even chat about nothing that was going on.
The funny thing is
that in their own circles, conversations sparked, you know, little motivational speeches between each other. People were actually relating to each other. And it wasn't forced. People were in, like, when you're in your pajamas, you can't even, you can't pretend. You literally find it to with legs. And that's another reason why I made it specifically pajamas, because I knew you can't be prancing around pretending to be anything. You're gonna have to get your body.
I can see on your stories and stuff, everybody had fun.
It was so much fun. We played the funniest game round of 30 seconds.
We had
a lady there who had edibles, people were tripping.
Oh shit!
Out. It was hilarious. The music was dope. People, like I said, people were, like, really just getting to converse with people that could get, you know, relate to and all of that stuff. So for me, my events are always like that. They're always orientated around, like, you know, what am I trying to do? What am I trying to say? What am I trying to achieve? And it's hardly ever about, you know, money or having an event other than pushing something forward. It's like, for me, another thing that's very close to my heart is just, like, you know,
entertaining,
but, like, also educated in the entertainment. And it doesn't have to be, like, you know, you're there with your books and that. Just have something there and let people interpret it for what it is. And most of these weird, tough, you know, conversations that we try to have with each other outside can actually be had in spaces that we create enough freedom to have them, you know? Like Heritage and Transit, for example, was an event that I just had now. Lots of us can be in these diabolical, political, you know, arguments with our friends and how we want to see it and how this and the other, especially with our parents because they're older and they think we've just neglected the whole heritage thing. Meanwhile, we haven't, but like, so now how do you show people that? How do you have a conversation without having it be some lame ass conversation? And that's why I was like, okay, cool, then we'll do that, you know what I mean? So that's always like the inspiration behind my events, you know?
Now let's talk about, you know, the shit that I fuck with you the most, man. Let's talk about Sin's clothing, right? Like, what the fuck? That's the dopest shit ever. That is the dopest shit ever, bro.
Thank you,
man. Out of all, like, the, not even feel awesome, out of all, everybody hustling in Durban creatively, bro. Like, you really one of the motherfuckers getting it in, but like, Sin's clothing is fucking genius, bro.
Thank you.
Like, what's up behind it? Who do you own that with? Is it someone else's store? You just wrote, like, what's the T's and C's of that situation right there? Is it completely yours or like, what's going on?
No, I can't own it with my boyfriend.
No, so. Relationship goals! Motherfucker, let it be known.
I own it with my boyfriend. So when I was 16 to when I was 18, I used to own another clothing thing with a friend of mine from Maritzburg. So it's always been just like something that I was fond of because, you know, I've always been a big person. And fashion has always been a part of my life, and then like retail just never really catered to a big girl being stylish. So I used to thrift, and my mom owned a vintage furniture shop, so I used to always be in like secondhand shops, always, you know what I mean. And then when I was in varsity, the people always ask me, oh, where you get that?
You were like,
you know, and then no, it was before there, it was like, oh, thank you, thank you. And then once I got like a weed fund, the RMS found me, they found me, and then I had to pay a $5,000 fine. I was like, oh, my mom, like, yo, give me some money, I have this weed fund I gotta handle, I had to just think of a plan. Next day at school, I bought a suitcase, I went to the park, literally, I made 800 bucks that day. I was like, okay, alright, and that was the genesis of Tis Clothing. And for me, my eye, obviously, a girl, it's very like very much girl orientated. So I'd buy stuff for guys, but I'd have like a huge range for women. And that's where Yaga, who wasn't my boyfriend at the time, was like, oh, because he and I used to live together and he was, you know, very stylish and stuff. It's like, hey, cool. And then he became the guys division and stuff like that. That's Tis Clothing, 6 years.
And talk about like the other situations with Tis Clothing, because the first time I actually met on Robin Third Floor's Cool Millennium music video, we're hanging out smoking, and I'm like, okay, what the fuck is she? And I was like, what's going on, yeah, bro? Because like, you're just like just chilling in the partner's shop, yeah, bro. Bro, we're just smoking weed, yeah, bro. I'm like, okay, what's going on? They're like, oh, fuck, okay, now this is the stylist kind. I'm like, oh, shit, because I saw like the clothes and then, but I was like, okay, now you're just chilling, yeah, bro, and I was just chilling, okay. Like, oh shit, and Robin's like, okay, fine, dog. People, she's the stylist, she's gonna handle all this shit. Legend. I was like, ah, like, what the fuck? That was like a huge production for me. It was the first time, okay, not the first time, but like, tell me the second time I've been in a situation like that, bro. And I was like, oh my god, babe. So, like, how does that work, bro? Can someone, if they're doing a music video or they're doing a photo shoot, call Sin's Clothing
for definitely.
Like the inventory and stuff and stylists and stuff?
Yeah, I know, we've styled quite a few people. We've styled a lot of music videos, we've styled people's birthdays, like I have girls coming to get styled for their 21st, my friends for this, whatever. I've styled photo shoots, I do a lot of these artist profiles, and then I'm contracted to some marketing agencies as well. Like, I built artist profiles, I guess.
Get the paper! Shit, he's dropping game right now.
So,
continue.
Yeah, like, so, like, a modeling agency would be like, cool, let's sign a new model, we need images and shit like that. And then I'm gonna organize the photo person, photographer, and then I'll come with the clothes and we'll do like a concept and then head it back to the agency and then the person has a profile. So, yeah.
That's the first time I've actually heard of a job like that, actually.
No, there's so much that you can do with fashion, you know. For me, like, one of the things that I'm gonna do as well is like, I'm gonna do things like dressing people to feel better. So like, therapy session.
Through fashion.
Yeah.
Let it be known.
Because I've seen people's lives be changed.
Just by the confidence they get from the way they look at people coming into.
Yes, because I can attest to that in my own life. You know, like, no one can tell me,
shit,
okay, how big I am, how small I am.
Ooh, you got that chocolate going on. Chocolate mom holding it down for all my chocolate mommies.
Like,
we love y'all.
It's like a fashion. So, like, for me to have that be a national anthem amongst women, it's like, I don't care, it's yes at the end of the day, you know? So I've noticed that's something that could be a really
From getting to know you or from the past couple of months, you're a motherfucking problem with, like, the self-employed thing and the business thing, bro.
No, like it's because also like I've been employed since I was 18, I was employed. Mm-hmm. So I kind of like got the gist of the whole thing, and it's not beneficial beneficial to be working for someone else's dream, to be pushing, you know, and also most of these employers, they don't treat their staff right, and then sometimes you have to look at that. And then for me, carrying on in those work environments was like me saying that this is shit, is okay, you know. And not to mention that you can make more guap by yourself.
Nigga! Tax free!
You know,
let it be known!
You can
talk
make
that
more
shit.
Guap for yourself, and also not dry it as you like. You know, I like to not be dried. I don't like to ask for nothing. Mm. And also, I want to build these things for myself. My events company, my this, then the other. And
nobody
until
such
time,
ingredients
I'm
to
good
get
enough
it.
That I want to sponsor myself. So I have to have my own incomes. And
let's talk about this other thing that I just saw a month ago, 2 months ago. You have your own pizza?
Mm-hmm.
The fuck? Let it be known!
Every time you buy that pizza, y'all, I get money. So, like.
Yeah, yeah, so.
No,
let people know about that, but like, what's up with that?
Yeah, but my figure air floated the road, right? Mm. It was just like part of this, for me, like, ideas, you know, and trying stuff out is my forte.
You should, yeah.
And I was just
good.
Like, how do you during quarantine?
Every artist should do that, bro.
You know, how do you during quarantine make yourself still relevant without also just making yourself.
Not being binary, just a music.
Online, like, I wanted to think of a mandatory, like, idea somewhere where I can still make money because I'm not giving, you know, I'm not doing nothing.
But still monetize over your
monetize and still be advertising, you know. Every time you get that pizza, you get that.
But, like, where?
The Firehouse, which
Firehouse.
Is above House of Curries. It's a pizza spot that is above House of Curries.
What's the name of the thing?
The pizza is called the Nipo Herd Pizza.
Woo!
So some people like to call it, you know, the Fresh Princess of Dubai Pizza. It's got a few names for it, all of them, you know.
What's the flavors in that motherfucker? What's going on?
The flavors
are fucking fun.
The sauce is a sauce. Called the Harissa sauce, aka the Dubai sauce, because it's hot as hell. It's got caramelized, the sauce doesn't have caramelized onion. The sauce is made out of like roasted pepper. We've got your onion, we've got your chilies, all made.
You know I love it hot.
Paste, you know. Then there's caramelized onion on the pizza, there's cheese on the pizza, there's braised beef on the pizza. It tastes absolutely amazing.
And it's those real pizzas, but it's not those Japanese pizzas, that real shit.
Fire
those niggas making that, like, with their bare hands.
Green.
Playing too.
You know,
got the oven and shit.
Got the oven.
Bruh, that real Italian shit.
And
real.
It's just
like
the heart to be able to have a young artist be like, yo, this
and
is what
be open
to
it, bruh.
It's like, yo, let's do it, you know? And a couple of days ago, they were just like, yo, out of your pizza, tell your fans that we can't actually sell until tomorrow. and you know, it's just like, you know, that's phenomenal, that's crazy. And he's like, sometimes I even like have like businessmen will come and I'll be like, explain to them, like, oh, let's buy 10, shit, man, that's a really good idea.
Oh,
you know what I mean? And that's something that we artists don't expose ourselves to. It's like, we just want this crowd to fuck with us, and so with your crowd
people,
giving you money, bro. I'm with the
don't
people,
have.
Though.
Or are not smart enough to have a business advisor if those ideas naturally don't come to them. If or after any artist, if you have a decent following, talk to a brand manager or a business advisor, bro, who's familiar with entertainment. So help us, okay, fine, you've got 2,000 followers, what do you like? Oh, I like food, I like clothes, like this, okay, fine. Either have your own restaurant or partner up with someone. If you like clothes, have your own label or have your own store. If you like this, if you like makeup, get your own makeup or partner up with a local makeup thing. Company, which they are, because they're like a lot of hair, natural Durban made hair product people making their products here in Durban, quite a lot of them. People, artists just hang out with artists all day.
Can I just
tell,
I don't know
the
who needs to hear
out.
This,
yeah.
But if you're an artist, your immediate circle, love them, whatever, but fuck them.
Yeah.
You're trying to go to the other motherfuckers. Your Instagram, find a way to monetize. And if it's not monetized, that's fine. Then get out of your Instagram. A lot of people are literally like for me, a person that lives on the gram is making money from the gram. It's being paid, it's being sponsorship. I know people like that and I fucking get it.
Yeah.
But some people really want just content and they want us to know if they're still alive, they're still there. Blah, blah, blah. Meaning my content is shit online. My money is outside. You know what I mean? I also know my strengths. I'm not like a typical Instagram hand. So chances are I'm not gonna be spotted by brands. I need to go to the brand and tell them what it is that I'm gonna do for them, you know? And it becomes easier the more you become a business person. Then they can't fuck with you because as an artist they want to fuck with you. They'll be like, oh, let's give you a pizza and then you have exposure.
As
some
an artist, you need business people around you, bro.
You do.
Because for me, my company, I fuck with like some gaming people. It's the Basketball Republic. I advertise for that game, get paid a retainer. I also advertise for business, other online companies. I fuck with the conjunction. I do marketing for them. The other companies are building as well. You know what I mean? So for any artist, bro, fine, hang around a little beat studio, blah, blah, blah. But have someone smart enough to be like, damn, dog. You really like this, huh? We can get money off of that, mate. Or like, oh, fuck, you're really good with your business side of things. Fuck with other businesses, bro. Offer services, you know what I mean?
Collaborate.
Yeah, bro.
Even
there's
if
like,
it's free, you're not going to win this race by yourself. I don't know.
It's true.
Like, it's not a competition. It will be once the industry has money, but it doesn't right now. So if I've got something that you need, come through. Because I definitely go through to the people that I need. Like, in my businesses, and even in as much as I put in a lot of work, it's helped by people who just have the time to help me when I need them. And they do so much for my business to take it from where it's an idea to where it's an actual business. And then if you avail yourself for them as well and things, it becomes this team of like I have like people that aren't really in my team, but they're a team of my like the conjunction, for example. I can go to those guys, cool, I have an event, I need you guys to do this and the other, even if it's got nothing to do with food. I will be there. Okay, we need to start doing this stuff. Cool. You know, they're not my team. They just niggas that we know.
The conjunction is more hip hop than most these hip hop niggas.
The conjunction yesterday when I got there, they were playing people's music. They play local dope music. Yesterday they were playing Mac 11's album. I got there in JJ and they just having serving customers and glad of an album. You know, it takes nothing to do that. So one kid just needs to be like, oh, who's that? And all security had to do was just play it. Do you understand what I'm saying? It doesn't cost money to be decent, to understand. And tonight, it's all that you are to us now as mode, us not brutal. So we are literally the ones who are supposed to be helping each other. We are literally the ones.
Facts! Talk that shit. Nico's dropping gear right now. Dropping chips on you, motherfucking fat.
I'm going to smoke on you guys. And my corner, Mugeni, but at the end of the day, I know I will.
Yeah.
And it could be hours instead of just mine.
Yeah.
You know, so that's
but like this, so shout out reporting live Mugeni support chain. Shout out to your boy Cito Deep Root holding it down. Shout out to your girl Nipo Heard, so let the people know where they can fuck with you, where they can Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, like YouTube, like what's going on.
My social media presence is so lame, guys, but please follow me because I'm gonna get there, you know. Now also like, you know, I have people who showed me what it is to be done in the internet. So I'm coming for you guys. So I'm Nipo Heard, Nipo Heard Official on Instagram. I put the official there to just make you niggas know. And then on Twitter, sharing all 100 of my followers, it's Nipo Heard. I think I've got it either a hyphen or a lowercase hyphen.
Underscore.
And then what's the other social media? Tins. Tins, you guys should really follow Tins, you know. It's
some
really,
fly looks in that motherfucker.
Really,
like vintage
really
clothing shit.
For the shop and what it's been able
it's
to
do. It's got like fucking, what, 3,000 followers now?
Four.
Woo! Let it go, nigga!
And it's so cool because we ship everywhere, we ship all over the country, we ship outside the country. It's like the internet has exposed us to such a
so is Instagram at Tins Clothing?
It's at Tins Clothing Store. No, it's TINZ _ clothing. Yeah.
It's just Instagram, Facebook.
Instagram, we have Facebook, it's TINZ as well on Facebook. It's all Tins Clothing, it's all Nipo Heard. yeah, I mean, yeah, what else do I have?
Get that motherfucking pizza at our house.
Oh, and my album.
Yes.
Pew, pew, pew. Shout out to everyone who's streamed that shit. Never thought I would get to the numbers that I've gotten to during this pandemic.
What's the name of the project? But let them know.
Girl, it's called The Girl. Please don't say The Girl. Yeah, I spelled it better than Girl. Mm. You know, a lot of people think they know who I am, and I don't think they
Is
know.
It available on online stores?
Spotify, it's available on anything you want.
Apple, Tidal,
if it's
YouTube,
Apple,
you say,
it's
where
Tidal,
you get
it's
it.
That literally anywhere you want, anywhere you
go get Nipo Hoard, search Nipo Hoard on Google. Let it be known, Gagini,
oh, and the Sapotan and the Sapotan, and it's all this industry that needs money.
It's your boy MJ holding it down, city. Shout out to our guest, Nipo Hoard. Yes, let it be known wherever you are on your laptop, at work, or at home with your girl, with your boy. Streaming this shit, we'll appreciate it. Shout out to Deeply Rooted. Shout out to Peter Wentz. Shout out to my nigga CeeLo. Shout out to Uslu. Shout out to the whole team. Reporting live now, really. It's your boy, Mushin, holding it down. Munch.
You are now tuned in to Reporting Live again on radiodr.co.zn.
Woke up early morning while the sun was rising.